This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Your favorite program is the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen presenting another hour of conversation with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and me. We'll focus on trending stories. Let's get one from Victoria first. I guess this would be good news? Would you say this is good news or not?
I don't know. This is kind of like maybe debatable good news. This is from Starbucks. The executive chairman, Howard Schultz, said that they have a new bathroom policy. Of course, Starbucks has been in the news recently because of the arrest of two black men at a Philadelphia Starbucks. They asked to use the bathroom, and they hadn't ordered anything yet. They were waiting for a colleague to join them, and an arrest ensued, and it became a huge public image nightmare for Starbucks. Mm-hmm. So as a result of that now, Starbucks says all store bathrooms will be open to everyone, regardless if you're a paying customer or not. This is good news and bad news, though. Howard Schultz essentially said, we don't want it to become a public bathroom, but we don't want anyone at Starbucks to feel as if we are not giving access to you to the bathroom because you are less than, quote unquote. We want you to be more than. So
a good bathroom stop. It's going to be ruined.
Yeah, that's the thing. How do you really regulate? Because now I'm in New York City, and that's going to be like a homeless haven. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's great news or not.
Yeah. Well, it's an attempt at good news. Let's leave it at that. All right, Jennifer, what do you have that's trending?
Well, the not-so-good news, and that is that by all accounts, experts are predicting a summer filled with high gas prices, including four-year highs and record demand. And, of course, we hear these stories a lot because Memorial Day is just around the corner, right? And so everybody wants to focus on what gasoline prices will look like for the summer. They're expected to reach $3 as a national average for unleaded gasoline this summer, but there are heightened risks that gasoline could actually spike higher on the geopolitical event or some other issue. Given the fact that demand should be at record highs and refineries are running full throttle, many people suspect that Iran could try to mess with these numbers in response to tearing up the Iran nuclear agreement between the United States and Iran, and they're saying maybe they could pull back some of their gasoline supplies. I don't know if they could economically afford to do that, but that is some of the concern. Yeah. The average family could pay several $100 more for fuel during the summer driving season, May through September. In California, where I live, we're already paying a dollar more than the national average just in taxes alone. Yeah. So a lot of people are even saying some of those economic wins and the economy kind of tooling along with taxes could actually make the tax cut that was implemented by the Trump administration at the beginning of the year sort of go by the wayside because gasoline prices are so high.
Yep. You're dealing with a bunch of it's like Alibaba and the 40 thieves, a bunch of really bad people, not only politically and geopolitically around the world, but the oil companies themselves are just nasty and money-grubbing and greedy. But to go back to what you were saying about Tehran and Iran, the president, Hassan Rouhani, said over the weekend that if the country's interests were protected, that is, the five other countries that are in this deal beside the United States, the withdrawal from the accord, even though he referred to it as a violation of morals, will not affect the actual running of the agreement. In other words, he said, quote, if the remaining five countries continue to abide by the agreement, Iran will remain in the deal. So what does that mean? What is the deal? Because a lot of people, including the president, said that the reason they're pulling out is because it was a bad deal for us, and they continued to make their nuclear advances. But global oil supplies, this just becomes another reason, another excuse. The potential of a conflict in the Middle East will heighten the price. It's just a ruse. This is a reason to buy an electric car. It really is. These bastards, they're at it all the time. And I know that sounds, I apologize to some who think that terminology is crude. It is, but these people are crude. They are spiritless. They have no moral compass.
Well, the leadership is. I think it's important to separate.
What, you talking about the oil companies, or are you talking about the...
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the Iranian government, the people.
I actually am quite impressed with Rouhani, because he is more... The people in that country dislike their government more than we dislike our government. They despise the Ayatollah,
yeah.
Especially as the younger
it's
people...
It's true, they do, yeah.
They just, they're tired of the religious zealots telling them what to do and how to run their lives.
And then, you know, not too far away, and certainly a lot in the news, when you look at that Saudi prince who's making a lot of headway culturally, it's affecting the rest of the world. And you know, and in these countries where they've been just so repressed and oppressed, it's unbelievable, like, the effect that that type of thing is having. Mm-hmm. Social media, I think it's going to change. I hope it will. But you're right. They hate the Ayatollah.
They're not the typical... The people think it's just another, people who don't know think it's just another Muslim country. The guy who runs it is a nutcake Muslim prelate, whatever they call him. And these kinds of people are the ones responsible. You may have seen the 13 people killed when there were a number of suicide bombings at three different Christian churches in Indonesia over the weekend. So this is the kind of stuff where these are 12-year-old daughters who were carrying bombs that blew themselves up in these churches.
It's horrible.
Where do these... We think about this. These people are not even really human.
To be so desperate that you don't think that there's another option,
yeah.
That's what's really sad.
You're taught.
That there's no other way of living, there's no other life, there's no future. That's what's just so sad, really, at the crux of it.
Yeah. A mother accompanied by her 9-year-old went into one church, some 12-year-old daughters went into another one, and they were at a security checkpoint in one of the churches when they detonated the bombs. And then there were two teenage sons. They used a motorbike to attack. They were all part of the same family. So the mother and some of the daughters go into one church, two other daughters go into another church, and two sons on motorbikes go into the third one. The triple bombing. Blow them up. Unbelievable. Just is really... What other word do you use for it, thinking about it? 14 past the hour. You're listening to the DJV Show.
In today's automotive update, we tested 26 vehicles at the Ridge Motorsports Park in Shelton, Washington, to find out which was the best SUV, CUV, and truck option on the market. The absolute winner of the large SUV category was the VW Atlas. The Atlas comes in all-wheel drive, which VW call 4Motion, or two-wheel drive. It has the option of a 4-cylinder or a 6-cylinder engine. We also tested the Ford Expedition, the Kia Sorento, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, and the Nissan Armada. We tested them on track and off-road. To see the tests, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back.
This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Other business items that are on people's minds, the Postal Service, the United States Postal Service, released its quarterly earnings report. Not particularly good news.
Or lack thereof.
Yeah, right. The service lost $1.3 billion. So and at that record, they would be up to $5 billion. By the time the year is over, that's five with a B, billion dollars. Blaming marketplace trends and government restrictions for the financial losses. Shipping and packaging was a place of growth for them, which is kind of interesting given the impact of Amazon and UPS and FedEx gaining. The statements that were made earlier this year from the president blamed online marketplaces for the Postal Service problem. The Postal Service is so disorganized, that's their problem.
They are completely
out to lunch. They don't have a clue. They're badly run. You go to the windows and you're disgusted. I always use Santa Monica where it looks like the bar scene from Star Wars when you go in there to work with somebody. It just there's somebody from every country but America working there. And that may not sound good, but it's just annoying. That's one of the things that they are contending with. But yet, how do you have you can't have a country without a postal service. So you keep and the union deals that they make are ridiculous. The retirements is just all of it's just typical government boondoggle foolishness. Oy. All right, here's a federal judge ordering Wells Fargo to pay $97 million in damages to mortgage workers in California who weren't paid enough for their breaks. This is a very interesting reality. Listen to the details. The judgment was handed down last week, comes after the court ruling that Wells Fargo violated tough labor laws in California. What else is new? The damages in the class action lawsuit are quadruple what Wells Fargo argued it owed. So, if you're a Wells Fargo mortgage consultant, bankers who work at banks in California between March of 2013 and August of 2017, you're in for some cash. California law requires employers give their workers 10-minute breaks every 4 hours. The dispute centered on whether Wells Fargo is paying them fairly for the break time. Good God. U.S. District Judge Percy Anderson found that Wells Fargo pay practice violates California law. Folks at Wells Fargo argued to the judge the settlement should be $24.5 million because it only owes workers their regular hourly rate when they're on breaks. The judge sided with the employees who said their break pay should take into account the commissions they earn.
That is really interesting. So Wells Fargo said it's like if you're a waitress and you make $5 an hour and the rest of your money that brings you up to minimum wage just comes from your tips. It's sort of like that same argument.
Yeah. Why anybody would open a business, have a business, keep a business in California? This state is so ridiculous. God, do I love being there, but it's really tough. Oh, it's awful.
If you have to own a house, or you do it the right way, actually, Doug, you come out and you hang out for a few months.
I would never be a
but
California
if you have to own a house or run a business,
cars,
it is really, really tough.
Ridiculous. Awful. And I'm no fan of Wells Fargo. 21 after the hour here.
Healthcare. Medicare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Looking at the list, this is the time of year we get to the end of the season that announcements are made of cancellations for shows. This is the theme from Designated Survivor, which in my mind has been, not just because Kiefer Sutherland is somebody that I enjoy, but I thought the show was well written, well presented, good stories, but ABC put Designated Survivor on the chopping block this past weekend. Gonzo. Quantico is also, that's something that I've been watching here the last couple of weeks. That's gone. Let's see, what else do they have? NBC says Great News is gone. Kevin Can Wait from CBS is gone.
That was surprising to me. Yeah. Because I actually thought that was doing better since they brought in Leah Remini.
Yeah. Well, you'd have thought that because it was a reuniting of the two stars, right? That's what people seem to want.
Yeah, but it kind of missed the mark. I don't think it ever picked up the magic that King of Queens had, and so I think it was kind of a misfire for them. Plus, they got a lot of bad publicity for dumping the wife, the original wife, off the show and killing her off.
Yeah. Brooklyn 99, been around for 5 or 6 years on Fox, I think. Wasn't that on Fox?
Yeah, but that got saved. Fox dumped it. Yeah, Fox dumped it over the week, I think the last week or so, but over the weekend, NBC?
Picked it up.
No, ABC, I think, picked it up.
NBC.
One of
NBC.
No,
NBC. NBC.
There was
NBC.
Such, yeah, they saved it.
Such a huge outcry on Twitter. I mean, I saw tons and tons of people who were so upset that it was gone, and then a few hours later they picked it up. And I guess that just shows the power of social media.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true.
So the guy who starred as Riggs, Clayne Crawford in the television makeup of Lethal Weapon. He apparently is a royal pain in the butt, and they fired him. And they put somebody else named Sean William Scott.
Stifler. Yeah, he was in American Pie. And actually, I was happy to see his name back because he's kind of cute, annoying, familiar face. But he was in a lot of movies for a long time, and then he disappeared. So it's nice to see he's back.
But they canceled Designated Survivor. They had it on hiatus for, what, about 2 months in the middle of the season? People just forgot it was there and then didn't go back.
That happened to us. That happened to us. Yeah. We started watching season two, and then we just completely forgot about it.
Yeah.
And the ratings.
Awesome, too.
Yeah, and the ratings, I'm just looking at them now, they took a steep, steep dive from the first season, which is too bad because it was a good show. It was intelligent,
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, you'd like to think somebody else could put it on and do something with it. because interesting, actually, Kiefer has a relationship, quite a strong relationship with Fox, so who knows. Anyway, not going anywhere at the moment. And that's the latest list of cancellations, folks. Let's do some music news here at 26 after the hour. Lindsey Buckingham is out talking about Fleetwood Mac and why they canned him. He says they've lost their perspective. How do you lose your perspective? You have 900 jillion hits and you play them when you're on the road. What's the big deal? He spoke about it. He was performing Friday at a California campaign fundraiser. He says it's been an interesting time on a lot of levels. Probably some of you know that for the past 3 months, I've taken leave of my band of 43 years. That was not something that was really my doing. He said, quote, I think that you'd say it's that there were factions within the band that have lost their perspective. It harmed the 43-year legacy that we'd worked so hard to build. The legacy was really about rising above difficulties in order to fulfill one's higher truth and higher destiny. He remained diplomatic about the rift, but the brief comments were his first on the matter since Fleetwood Mac announced last month the band recruited Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers and Neil Finn from Crowded House to replace him. So, anyway, he didn't want to go on tour, apparently.
Yeah. Well, Stevie had said that he didn't want to go on tour until like November of 2019. It's a long time away.
Yeah, it is. So, perspective or not, I'm looking forward. I'm trying to get some tickets to Fleetwood Mac, frankly. I don't really care whether he's there or he isn't there. 28 minutes after the hour.
I keep my vision to myself.
Craftsman is celebrating over 90 years of innovation. Since 1927, they've put hardworking tools into the hands of makers and mechanics. I've had Craftsman tools in my garage for decades, so I know firsthand that Craftsman comprehensive automotive tools and garage storage solutions will help you tackle your next project with confidence, whether you be a shade tree mechanic or a certified pro. So visit your local Ace Hardware or check out Craftsman.com to shop the latest hand tools, power tools, lawn and garden equipment, smart products, storage solutions, and a whole lot more. That's Craftsman.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, the name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hour now, it's the Daily DJV program with hours and hours and hours of fabulous radio broadcasting. You can catch the podcasts at djvshow.com. You just heard that, so let's move into something that you haven't heard, although this is sort of a roundup of a number of news stories in the past couple of weeks. White Americans calling the police on people of color who appear to be simply going about their business, whether they're at a Starbucks, whether they're out playing golf, whether they're at an Airbnb, they're napping at a college dormitory, they're out barbecuing. So the debate continues about racism in our country. When you look at them, and I want to make sure I had this right, but looking back on them, I don't see, the ladies can agree or disagree, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, on whether there was any harm, any threat of harm, but I don't see that there was any. People who called the police did so because they were they believed that black people don't belong in whatever it was that they were doing. And this something that I find it distressing, Frank. I grew up around diversity. I don't think this is a liberal or a conservative thing. I just think it's about human decency and having any radar that brings you around to thinking that because someone is a different color or different than you, a different religion, whatever it is, a different height, different weight, different color hair, whatever it is, are black people more of a threat for violence than white people? Well, not that I know of. I know that there are a lot of dead. There are a lot of black people who are dead because of what other black people have done to them. 96% of all of the violence perpetrated on blacks done by other blacks. So what's the deal here? Why is it? What's this? What are our cultural roots? I don't get. Whether it's law enforcement to a point, but not always.
I think it's going to be a lot more on law enforcement because, you know, this is the problem. And I totally agree with everything that you said, that, you know, even though it kind of is in our brain to look at certain groups and all of this, I understand that we shouldn't be so critical, even if that's just how our brain kind of naturally functions. But on the other side of the coin, what do we constantly hear after a terror attack? We always hear, well, I mean, I think about myself in San Bernardino, where there were neighbors of people watching them go in and out of the house at night. They definitely knew something was up with this place, but everybody was too afraid to say something because they didn't want to be accused of being a racist. So sadly, this does fall on the shoulders of law enforcement. If we are going to continue to do this whole see something, say something business, which I don't even know if that's the best thing, but it's like, you know, there's so many people who are so afraid of being cooked for being racist that they don't say anything, and then you have a lot of people who really are maybe looking at things through racist eyeballs that are causing trouble. So it's really tough. It's not a black and, pardon the pun, but it's not a black and white issue. There is so much gray area there, and I think it does fall on law enforcement because they're the ones that are ultimately going to have to filter all of this stuff out.
I think people just need to use a little bit more empathy and critical thinking when going into situations, because I feel like there's a difference between seeing your neighbors acting weird and doing all kinds of bizarre stuff and calling police on people who are barbecuing. And this woman in the video that they took apparently was also, you know, saying a lot of racial slurs. So I think this one was definitely racially motivated. But I just use a little critical thought. I mean, it's just like when you call the cops on someone who's taking a nap in a dorm room, like, is that necessary? It just, I feel like if people would just take 5 more seconds to think through things instead of just like automatically
jumping
the gun and automatically,
the
you know,
news
going
media is responsible
something.
For that in part. There's a Reuters poll that shows that black and white Americans hold really different attitudes toward authority, especially the police. 54% of all Americans say they trust the police to be fair and just. 30% of black people do. When asked if police tend to unfairly target minorities, 69% of blacks agree, 29% of whites do. And if you look at the, I'm not in the majority of white people at all when it comes to this. I think the unfortunately, we get this whole thing. We put stuff into boxes. All police are this. All white people are that. All Christians are this way. All Jews, all tall people, whatever it is, it's just unintelligent. Everybody is different. But yet, we are all here on this little ball of rock, the third rock from the sun, going around the sun, traveling out into space to who knows where. And it would seem to me we look at that and think, wow, aren't we lucky to be here? I thought that yesterday I was out on my tractor. We were fixing fences on the farm, and I was having a great time working with 3 of the people that work with me. I got a Mother's Day cake for Mary, who's a mother, and we had lunch and had the cake, and we just all had fun together. And we're not all, we're so different culturally, different backgrounds, but yet we all just have fun working with each other. Why can't we look beyond color or religion or size or shape? It's something, if you believe in God or a higher power and you don't get that, you know, you can say, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm a good Christian. You're not a good Christian if you don't see people beyond what they are, beyond the color of their skin.
But you just violated your own rule because you're being judgmental against those people. It's hard.
No.
You know, I've heard all of
I'm not a good Christian, according to most Christians, that I'm not a good Christian because of my own beliefs. So I don't really care whether I fit in that group or not. I just am saying, Jennifer, and yeah, I may be violating, and it's hard to know where to come out on this other than I don't like prejudice. I don't feel comfortable.
Well, I think instead of name-calling other groups or saying, well, those Christians aren't good Christians because they're saying I'm not a good Christian, I think, and you struck on it early, and that is that we just need to all be a little empathetic and realize that everybody's doing the best they can get by.
Why aren't we?
And that everybody has their challenges and that no one's living a perfectly blessed life and that, you know, we have to figure things out. And I think once you ease up on people, then
who's going to do that first? Where are we going to start?
You should. I should.
Every individual person. I don't care about if people think I'm a good Christian or not. I just try to be a good person. And I think that's really where we all need to start. And when I was little, I was always told before you try to judge someone, think about, you know, taking a walk in their shoes. Think about, and that's what
empathy is. Walk a mile in my shoes.
And no one does that anymore. No one does that. No one tries to take a step back and go, well, you know what, maybe their circumstances have led them to X, Y, and Z.
I do. I am impatient with intolerance. I'm intolerant of intolerance, and it does sound that way. When I think back about what I just said, I am sort of courting views that I am railing against. So I just, under the circumstances, it's so frustrating because I'm a good person. I know I'm a good person. I am very happy with where I am in life. But it is. It's to look at all of this stuff and not be crazed by all of the stuff that that's caused the anger that goes toward immigrants,
this woman that we're talking about particularly was saying really negative things and was doing something that we probably wouldn't do ourselves.
No.
We don't know what her history is. Maybe she thinks she has a reason for feeling that way. And so it's, you know, that doesn't answer questions. It doesn't solve problems. But if we all start being a little more empathetic, well, then maybe things do get better.
Maybe surveillance. You know, we have these cameras that catch all this stuff. The amount of violence against gay people in this country is unconscionable. Just because somebody isn't like you, I'm back to black or whatever your social orientation is, your sexual orientation, whatever. 43 past the hour on the DJV show.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part? For only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code SAVE for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply. Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
When you make a right turn in your car, you have to slow down a bit. But in Beaverton, Oregon, traffic lights were timed to go from yellow to red without taking into account the time it takes to slow down, as if drivers are expected to turn at full speed. A Swedish-born electrical engineer noticed the problem and analyzed all the lights in town. But when he shared his research with officials, their response was to fine him $500 for practicing engineering without a license. They were angry that anyone would question their traffic cameras, and they wanted the licensing revenue. If they looked through the lens of liberty, they would know the government works for us, and every citizen has the right to ask government to solve problems. Tell your officials that right does not require a license.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's go here. 47 past the hour on the DJV show with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara. Delaware has become the first state to completely outlaw child marriage. Huh?
That's a head scratcher. It's like, really? Wait, that's allowed?
Yeah, right. That's why I said, huh?
Yep.
The governor signed a bill making it illegal for anybody under the age of 18 to get married.
That's probably a good thing.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Previous law, Victoria, indicated minors could get married at any age as long as the judge approved the marriage.
Now, nope. Before it was 16, is that right?
This well,
is any age, apparently. Any I think some states are 16 with parents' permission. But what's the number? There's like 200,000 people or like...
Yeah, 200,000 minors were married in America over the past 15 years. Ugh. 90% of the minors in those marriages were girls. So the girls are younger than 18, but the boys are older. The U.S. is one of a number of countries in which the U.N. wants to see the end of child marriage. Now, there are a lot of arranged marriages.
But who the heck needs to be married under the age of 18 16. Anyway? I'll tell you what, when I was in high school, one of the girls in my school she fought the archdiocese because the Catholic school system said, no, we're going to kick you out if you get married. She wanted to get married. She had just turned 16, and she had wanted to get married to her boyfriend, who was like 27 or something.
Oh,
it was disgusting.
Oh,
disgusting. Christ. And she ended up leaving the school. She got married, and she left the school. But I don't know. It must happen. I mean, that's Los Angeles. It's not a small town. That just still happens. I guess there's some strange ones out there.
Yeah. All right. Bears in the news. There's a bear that's been sighted. As a matter of fact, he was on the far reaches of my farm over the weekend. You wonder what to do because there are not normally a lot of bears around here. There are a lot of coyotes and woodchucks and that kind of stuff. Just a picture of the policeman who shot the outrage that came from the policeman. There was a woodchuck crossing the road, and he stopped all the traffic, and he got out of his police car and shot the woodchuck. And
what? What is the point of that?
Were nuts. Look, did you see it?
No.
No.
What's the point of that?
If
you're
going
to stop the traffic, then just let the woodchuck cross the road.
Right.
Woodchuck
like,
got it coming. Yeah,
no.
He's a criminal.
He gets out of his car and he shoots it.
Oh.
Ay. So here's another... back to the bears.
What's the bear doing? Is he just wandering around?
In Framingham, just wandering around. Yeah, not doing anything. There was a black bear that attacked a 5-year-old Colorado girl playing in her backyard over the weekend.
Boy.
That'll give
bears. Bears in Colorado are everywhere. I remember visiting friends in Aspen, and we were in the living room hanging out, and they had a big glass, like their house was sort of up in the mountains, and big glass glassed-in deck, and there's a bear just appeared and just put his paw, like, right up on the window and just looked at us.
Yeah,
it was terrifying. I had a friend this weekend who posted in California, again, that she forgot to lock her slider, and their house, their kitchen was ruined because this bear got inside.
Really?
You know her. She's our friend Nicole from Roost Chris.
I do know. Okay. 10 before the hour here.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for rejuvenation. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Money Pit Time on the DJV Show, combining two great minds, two great radio programs together as a public service. Yes, the DJV Show presents Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Money Pit has a great e-newsletter. You can sign up for it at moneypit.com. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the program along with Leslie Segretti. They have tips on top of tips and helpful suggestions on top of helpful suggestions, including the show's about that and the newsletter is about that. So if you have bugs in your house, termites, carpenter ants, those no good sons of guns, do you burn the house down? What do you do?
Yeah, bugs that bite your house. It's the season for swarming, Doug. I mean, you know, once it turns just a bit
warm. 'Tis the season to be swarming. La 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 la.
Well, one of the things we do in the next edition of the Money Pit is tell you how to figure out exactly what's going on. People see these swarms and they think they're always termites, but they could be ants.
Ooh.
So we'll tell you how to tell the difference. Plus, we've got some tips on how to plan the perfect outdoor space. Now's the time when you might want to spend the weekend getting that patio or deck good to go. We'll give you some tips on that. That's coming up in this weekend's edition of the newsletter. Sign up at moneypit.com.
There we go. Like, spoken like a true promotional expert. So every newspaper that I pick, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, I still do pick up a newspaper.
As a newspaper, right.
All right. So I have newspapers, the ads. I look at the ads. I do look at the ads, actually, to see what's going on, because I'm always looking. I have guys working on my farm, but I like to see what's around that can help things be a little better, faster. Okay. I have never seen so many ads, Tom, for new windows and doors as I have this year. Save money, get one free, buy two and get a new house, or
Whatever it is. Doug, I remember years ago when we were first getting started, and you know, you're trying to take care of the radio stations that are carrying your program, and the one very eager ad rep called me and said, I got this new sponsor, it's a window company, and they've got this one commercial, could you please read it for us? And I'm thinking, yeah, well, okay, as long as it, you know, makes some sense, we'll help you out. So I look at it, and it was like, put our windows in, and you'll save 50% on your heating bill. Mm-hmm. I said, look, if you had no windows, maybe you'll save 50%. Mm-hmm. But there's no way that's true. So I think you're right. There's a lot of outrageous claims out there. So it comes down to the basics. First of all, when you are shopping for windows, you have to look at each window individually and its energy efficient qualities. There is a organization called the Fenestration Council that basically rates, the National Window Fenestration Council rates the type of glass, the insulating ability of the glass, how much heat it reflects, and that NFRC rating is one that every window should have. And you can easily take that rating and compare window to window to window, which is a lot better than trying to compare the claims, which are all crazy. So look at the
NFRC
rating.
No money down! No payments! No interest. We'll pay
but
you to put these windows in.
Only call before midnight tonight, and we've got this fine kitchen gadget to give you at the same time. Yeah, so looking for the NFRC rating. And then second to that, you've got to research these guys. You know, I like Home Advisor. I've been using them for years to find good quality contractors. But whatever service you use, look at their reviews, look at their referrals, and make your decision based on that. You can't just go on the claims because they're just too confusing and they're hardly ever true.
Right. There you go. All right, here's a lady that lives in North Andover, Massachusetts, not far from me. Her name is Debbie. She wants to know from Tom what the best way is to get dark stains off of her decking.
Well, you get stains from a variety of reasons. You get mold, moss, you get mildew, you get algae, you get lichen, tree droppings, all that sort of thing will cause stains on a composite or, frankly, even a wooden deck surfaces. There's a number of ways to do that. One product that I've used with success, not only on a deck but also on fences, is a product called Spray and Forget. Because basically, it's a mildicide, aldicide type product that when you apply it, you don't have to rinse or scrub. You just spray it on there. I mix it up in one of those garden type pump sprayers. I get the concentrate. And you spray it on there, you let it sit, and it activates with sunlight, and then very slowly but surely starts killing all of that biological growth that's starting to form all of those stains and stays behind. So once you do it once, you're not going to have to do it every week.
Mm-hmm. I'm back to the newspaper for a second here. I'm looking at all of these ads for outdoor services, the screening ads for asphalt, paving. That's a big man. You talk about rhubarb, roof.
Man. You got to really watch those private cars.
Really bad.
Yeah, well, that's because everybody wants to see a black surface that looks like it's clean and brand new. But that surface that they put down with that asphalt, it could be very thin or it could be very thick and well done. Yeah. And, you know, they're not all created equal. Unfortunately, you don't know until, like, the next year, right, whether it failed or not.
And there's a lot of tips in Money Pit. If you go to the Money Pit or just moneypit.com, you find a lot of the tips in there in the newsletter for things like that. Keep your focus on your home and not on your pocketbook. Tom Kreitler at 10:59 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.